Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney, and thank you for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. Not a lot of good news this week. A little bit. We've got some rays of sunshine here and there. But let's start with the unemployment rate. It has now jumped in California to 9.3%. That's the number for December. That's up substantially. That is 1.7 million Californians looking for work. That's 166,000 more than just November and 653,000 more since December 2007. So what does this tell you? It says it is a tough time to be looking for a job. So you need to do everything you can to hang on to the job you have and to look forward and say, do I think this job is still going to be here in 6 months? And if the answer is no, or maybe not, you need to start taking steps now. Start getting familiar with all the new ways to find jobs online. Start talking to friends and relatives. You might even want to apply for jobs. If you think your job isn't going to be there, you need to find one that will. This is going to be extremely tough this time of year, and the unemployment rate is going to go up. In January, major corporations have been shedding jobs like we have not seen in decades and decades. This is bad news for workers. The good news, the ray of hope, is it seems like everyone, government, individuals, and corporations are all on top of this recession. They are the government is trying to pump money into this problem. Corporations are shedding jobs and expenses as quickly as they can, attempting to pay down their debt, and consumers are paying down their debt. This is all happening at once. It's making the recession worse, but there's a good possibility it means we'll get out of it quicker. No one is messing around. Everyone is working hard to get over this. So if we can all pay off our debts, and by the way, you ought to be working on that. By this summer, if we can all get substantially ahead of where we are right now, we might see a leveling off of the bad news and then next year start seeing it come back up. That's what I'm looking at right now. And remember, I'm the guy, when everyone else was saying this will be a short recession, I was saying it's going to be a long one. I think we're seeing some signs that everyone is taking this so seriously that we're taking major hits now, but it may make the pain go away quicker. May. That's just how I'm seeing things today. U.S. investigators are tracking what is possibly the biggest breach of credit card information in history. Now, it's really huge. Thieves hacked into a credit card processor that handles more than 100 million transactions every month for 250,000 retailers. When you swipe your card, these guys go to work. And what happened is that cyber hackers broke into the database of this company, and it's called Heartland Payment Systems, and they planted a sophisticated data stealing program. So before the information was encrypted, these bad guys got their hands on it. So how bad is this? No one really knows yet. Heartland Payment System says they don't know. They say it may not be that bad. And they could be right. But some consumer advocates, on the other hand, are saying it may be really bad. So how do you protect yourself? Start watching every single credit card statement and read every single line. And if you see any small charges, we talked about this last week, for 25 cents, 33 cents, that's just as big of a problem as finding a charge for $30 or $400, because those little charges are often a precursor to a bunch of big charges that follow them. So check your bills very closely. In China, wow, they don't fool around with people that hurt consumers. You may have heard that, do you remember the contaminated milk crisis? Many babies got sick and many died in China. Milk products from China were recalled around the nation. Well, China just held a trial for these guys. We would have barely started the process by now. And two of them received a death sentence. A couple of dozen others, I believe 19 others, received long prison terms. And the families with sick children or children who died are being given payments. And what may be one of the first for that country, not all of the families took the payments. They say they're not enough, and they're petitioning the government for more money in the future. They want their children cared for years to come. We'll see what happens with this, but they don't mess around there. Hey, you're on a joint credit card account with your spouse and your spouse dies. What happens to all those reward points? It may surprise you. We've been looking into this, and we found that many credit card companies do not pass those points along. Many other credit card companies don't even have a policy. So when you call and say, hey, my spouse died, I've got a ton of points, I want those in my name, they may tell you no. That's what happened to a Peninsula woman. She contacted 7 on Your Side, and we dealt with her credit card, and we had all 180,000 points transferred into her name. It was actually with Capital One, and Capital One told us their policy is to always do that. But when you look at those fine print in their contracts, there's no policy at all. So if you run into this problem, make sure you let me know about it, and we'll help you get those points. DTV coupons. We told you that the government ran out of money, and they're not sending out any more coupons for the time being. What they're doing is putting consumers on a wait list. And as coupons that have already been given out go unused, they only have a 90-day lifespan, as they go unused, then they will put that money in a new coupon, give it to those on the wait list, eventually, who will get a coupon, and then they can go use it. Well, we're hearing a lot of complaints about this, and what this has spawned is amazing. There is now a black market for these $40 DTV government coupons. These coupons are good for 90 days. They're worth $40 towards the purchase of a converter box. It is absolutely, completely illegal to sell one of these free coupons. However, on the streets of San Francisco, they're being sold. On eBay, they're being sold. On Craigslist, they're being sold. Now, eBay and Craigslist seem to be taking them off of their websites immediately, as soon as they see them. But the people posting are pretty tricky. They'll say they're selling a TV and you don't really need to buy the TV, or they won't call it a coupon, or sometimes they just do. The bottom line is, the government did not do as good a job in this transition as the broadcasters did. The broadcasters, at least here in the Bay Area, that's what I'm aware of, have done a fabulous job of making sure everyone knows about the DTV transition. And the government ran out of money for coupons. Now, with this new stimulus package, the new presidential administration wants to put another $650 million into this coupon program, and as we've reported before, they want to halt the DTV transition until summer at the earliest. Right now, it's set for February 17th. Okay, so where does that leave you? Right now, you should just assume it's going to happen on February 17th and switch over. Because if you switch over, you get more channels for free, and you have a better picture. So why not just switch? Has to happen anyway. Unless you're waiting for one of those coupons, and in which case, wait. But do not spend money for something that should be free. Travel is getting way cheaper. If you go online, if you read the travel sections in local newspapers, you will see there are some deals out there. Vegas is on sale. Overseas flights are on sale. You can actually get to Australia for around $700 now. $700? That's amazing. The problem is most of us don't have any money. And so this is all money that doesn't have to be spent. Very few people have to go on vacation. You may have to travel for business, but even that's being cut back. So all these companies are offering great rates. How are they doing it? they're cutting back. What we're seeing is even at very nice hotels, the shampoo that's on the counter, that's still there, but the shower cap, gone. The hand lotion, gone. When you go to register, are you noticing you're waiting longer in line? You probably are, because they don't have as many staff members. They don't have as many desk clerks. So you're waiting around longer in line. Some of the hotels that give free breakfasts in the morning, they're cutting back. No more fresh fruit or less fresh fruit. The hotels that offer free coffee in the morning, now they're not. Rather than make a cup of coffee and wait for you to come by, they say, we'll make you a cup if you ask. Well, who's going to do that? Do you even know to ask? You're going to see a lot more cutbacks like this. When you go in the store, there's going to be less service. Finally, Finney's Friday free stuff. Here, we're going to give you some service. We're going to give you a coupon for one free bowl of clam chowder in a sourdough bread bowl from Boudin Bakery. This is a great deal. I don't know if you guys have been to Boudin's. It's fabulous. They have a great facility down at Fisherman's Wharf. They have other restaurants all over the Bay Area. You need to get in on this. And then hot dog on a stick. You probably have one at your local mall. They're going to give away a free large lemonade. That helps with the recession, at least a little bit, make you a little happier. That's it for this podcast. I'm Michael Finney. If you want to see my reports on ABC 7 News, watch every night at 5 and 6 o'clock. Also, I do interviews and special reports for The View from the Bay every Monday and Friday during the broadcast, which occurs between 3 and 4 o'clock. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.